This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Sherry Herrera Day Try, and I am your host today, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. And I'd like to extend a very warm, easy organic gardening welcome to each of you. Thank you for tuning in. My guest this hour is the impressive Kelpie Wilson, biochar expert, author, and consultant. Before I ask Kelpie to join me, though, I want to make sure you have a copy of our winter catalog. It has been what you wanted to see for a long time, and it's pads, which you need to extend the season of your garden, including indoor pest controls, indoor composting, vermiculture, seed germination, tools, winter plant protection, and lots more. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organics free winter catalog, go to www.arbico-organics.com. That's ARBICO-organics.com. And if you'd like to place your order by phone, you can always give us a call at 1-800-SOS-BUGS. That's 800-SOS-BUGS. One of our specialists will be glad to take your order during business hours. By the way, you can always take a look at our Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. Be on the lookout for sales and other special promotions there, and you can follow me at DR Bug Lady. That's DR Bug Lady on Twitter. And now I'm going to tell you about my amazing guest, Kelby Wilson. Kelby Wilson is a writer and a mechanical engineer and the principal consultant at Wilson Biochar Associates. She has worked in the biochar field since 2007 as a project developer and writer for the International Biochar Initiative from 2008 to 2012, and as an independent consultant since 2012. Kelby wrote a regular column as the environmental editor at truthout.org from 2004 to 2008. She accepts freelance writing assignments for consumer and industry magazines and online publications. She's also worked in the solar PV industry and for a startup doing R&D on Stirling cycle engines. She's been active in environmental protection and was the executive director of the Siskiyou Project, an Oregon forest protection organization from 1996 to 2001. We're going to talk about that because she and I have a friend in common. Kelby has an extensive education, has been living off the grid, yay Kelby, in the Oregon woods since 1990, receiving almost all of her power from solar PV and small hydro. Naturally, one of her favorite activities is making biochar at home and using it in her garden, her favorite home organic garden. That is a great thing. And now I would like to ask Kelby Wilson to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Kelby. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks very much. And I think I want to get your catalog. Sounds like it's got a lot of information I could use.
You bet. Well, you know, we have about eight of them a year, and this is the winter catalog, and each one has a theme. In other words, it particularizes itself to the season, and so this is the what we refer to as our winter catalog, and what it basically has is just amazing things to extend the season and everything that you need, whether you're a full-time grower like we grow here in Tucson, Arizona, or part-time growers like maybe yourself, although Oregon, you know, your weather is so gorgeous that depending on where you're at in Oregon, you can pretty much grow year-round there, too, especially if you've got those season extenders. So anyway, welcome. We had a little technical difficulty there at the beginning of the show. We've got about a minute before we have to go on break. So what I wanted to say is I'm just so delighted to have you on the show and so impressed with the amazing work that you've been doing. It's just amazing. and your education and, you know, all the great things. Let me just ask a quick little question. I'm just thinking right now, living off the grid, did people find that unusual? They probably go, wow, why are you doing that, or how do you do it?
How do you do it? Well, there were some pioneers that really started doing this in pretty much the late 70s in rural areas, a lot of them on the West Coast, but also a lot in your area. And so there, you know, people who wanted to go back to the land often picked pieces of land that were beyond the power lines. And so, but right at that time, solar panels were becoming available from the space program. They developed them for outer space, and they were becoming affordable. So I actually have some of the very earliest panels that I inherited from the first sort of pioneers in my area. And now, of course, a lot of people have solar panels, but they're tied to the grid. It's not that hard to do, honestly. Hello? We'll be right back.
with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera J. Fry. And with me is the amazing Kelpie Wilson. She's a writer, she's a mechanical engineer, she's a consultant, and she understands biochar. We're going to be talking about that right now. Welcome back, Kelpie. We have been having some technical difficulties this morning. I have, anyway. So, you're going along just fine. And thank heavens, you know, that's what you don't have to deal with, I think, probably when you live off of the grid. So, as we get...
Oh, we have technical difficulties here, too, believe me.
I understand. My sister, actually, she and her husband have about 60 acres, and they live off the grid. They've been living off the grid since, oh, gosh, you know, a good, I want to say, 25-plus years.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, and so she and her husband, you know, they have a organic vineyard. They, you know, I mean, they're growing their food. They're just amazing people. It's just so fun to go hang with them, and you know, because it is totally doable. There's no question about it. And anyway, I am so proud of anybody that can be off the grid. I'm still totally on the grid, and you know.
Well, there's different ways of going off the grid. I think growing your own food is a form of going off the grid.
Yes, you are right. You are so, so right. Right there, that's the beginning of going off the grid. And I think we all are doing our best to be off the grid. You know, just unplugging pirate electrical devices and, you know, keeping the temperatures down when it's cold, and just, you know, layering. And, you know, I think we're all kind of familiar with what you can do, at least, you know, until we can figure out other ways of unplugging. So let's get going here. What the heck is biochar? Everybody, you know, this is a new buzzword. I heard about it, I'm going to say maybe in the last 5 years, and I got very excited when I heard about it because it seemed like the answer, or one of the answers at least, to this carbon issue. So let's hear it from you. What is biochar?
Well, the short answer is biochar is just charcoal, but it's a form of charcoal that's particularly good to put in soil. So everyone's familiar with charcoal in a barbecue, so charcoal for fuel. Charcoal for fuel, though, will be heavier and denser than charcoal that you would use in the soil. And I think most people are also familiar with charcoal that's used in water filtration. So if you have an aquarium, for instance, you'll have a filter in there. You might have a charcoal water filter for your drinking water. And that kind of charcoal is called activated charcoal. And it's, if you have a spectrum of different kinds of charcoal, and there are lots of different kinds of charcoal, the activated carbon filter is on one end and the heavy, dense barbecue charcoal is on the other. And the difference is that the barbecue fuel charcoal still has a lot of the oils and tars that are in the original wood or biomass, whereas the activated carbon, it's been removed with heat. So the material itself then is just almost pure carbon, and it's very, very, very porous. So that's the key to the properties of it. Hello? Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Kelsey, are you there?
I'm here. Where are you?
I'm sorry. You know, I've got to say, in Tucson, Arizona, we rarely get rain. And apparently we got a whole bunch of rain here. And what it did is it actually got our lines wet that we use to broadcast on. And so it happens once a year. And but generally it doesn't get every single line wet. So I apologize. And I apologize to the listeners, too, doggone it. I know everybody's excited about biochar. And my question was, what is biochar? And you said it is basically charcoal. And
right. I don't know how much people got before I was cut off there, but
let's just get started on it. What? Tell us about biochar. What is it?
Okay.
Why
it is charcoal.
Biochar?
It is charcoal, and it is a lighter form of charcoal than fuel charcoal. So, and how you make charcoal is, I'm not sure people know a lot about it, but I like to use a lot of cooking analogies. And so how you make charcoal is you bake it. It's like if you put cookies in the oven and you put the temperature up to 500 degrees, they wouldn't burst into flame because there's not enough air in the oven, but they would turn into charcoal. So that's how you make charcoal. You bake biomass without oxygen present. And what that does is it causes all the oils and tars in the biomass to turn into gas. And then the gas will burn in the right kind of device. So on my website, for instance, backyardbiochar.net, I have a link to a little ebook that is available that will show you how to make your own biochar stove from a couple of tin cans. And so you can make your own biochar with just a very simple device that you can make yourself. So that's what the material is. The way I heard about it was a few years back, there were reports coming out from researchers who'd been working in the Brazilian Amazon where they found these vast areas of very, very black soil. And it was puzzling because most of the soils in the rainforest are red. So they're highly leached. They have almost no organic matter in them. And that's because in a rainforest, all the organic matter is in the living biomass. Because as soon as...
Okay, we're gonna have to take a quick break because we've got a little commercial coming up, but when we come back, we're gonna hear about this, the red soil versus the dark soil. Those of you listening, don't go away, we're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Stone.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me as my guest is an amazing person. Her name is Kelty Wilson, and she is a pretty outstanding lady. I am just delighted to have her on the show with me. She is an author. She is an expert on biochar. She's a consultant, and she's leading the way for the future of how we're going to deal with our carbon footprint. Welcome back, Kelty. I love your name, Kelty, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Is it? I've never heard of the name, but it sounds, I mean, first of all, I love kelp, and I know people probably ask you, is it, you know, about kelp, or is it Irish, or is it, what is the origin of your name? It's so pretty.
Oh, thank you. It's Scottish, and it's a
Scottish
water fairy, so I've always loved water, and so there's a relation to kelp.
I love it. I love it a lot. So we were talking about how in the Amazon and places where the rainforest is, that what we see is that the soil is red. I grew up in Central America, so I can attest to that.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yes, my whole life.
The reason for that is because of all the rain. So the rain and the warm temperatures. So the rain will wash nutrients out of the soil. So and then the warm temperatures mean that anything that's biodegradable is going to degrade very quickly. So there's very little carbon in the soils. And it's interesting that carbon is one of the things, we don't think of it as a fertilizer, but it's essential for soils. And we have, scientists are estimating that we've lost about 50% of the carbon in our agricultural soils in the last century. And this is a really, really big problem that people don't talk about a lot. Organic gardeners know it's important, but, you know, commercial agriculture, or I should say conventional chemical agriculture, doesn't really know that they're depleting carbon from their soils, and it's a huge problem. So biochar is one way to put that back. And in addition to these black soils in the Amazon, which it turns out were created by people over thousands of years, and so there were actually agricultural civilizations on the banks of the Amazon, large groups of people that could live together because they could grow food on these black soils that were very fertile. But this practice actually existed all over the world, and we find that it continues today, traditional practices of adding charcoal to soil.
soil in places like Japan and other countries in Asia. So it's an old but a new practice. And so there's been, since about 2007, there's been a growing kind of movement of people worldwide. This is a very international kind of movement that is working to find ways to economically return carbon to the soil with biochar.
Well, it's interesting. I have the luxury of being invited to many, many symposia and workshops and things like that. And I happened to be at a personal growth workshop in Austin, Texas, about 5 years ago. And you know how after a workshop you go to dinner and then you wind up at the bar and you have a couple of drinks. And so we were there with a few people from the workshop, and as I was sitting there, we wound up speaking to some other people that were there at a different workshop, and there were two gentlemen there, and I heard what I thought was the most pessimistic and upsetting thing that I'd really ever heard in my practically my whole life, that had to do with the fact that we are spewing all of this coal byproducts into the air, and that we don't really have a way of dealing with it, and that in 50 years, I mean, it was so doom and gloom that, and of course they were pointing the finger at the time. These were guys that had PhDs in energy, and they were there for an energy conference, and they were talking about how, pointing the finger at China, and that the coal that they're burning is so filthy. And that, you know, virtually it's going to, you know, this is what they said. Now, I don't necessarily agree with all this, but the point was that this is what they had told us. And that there was, as far as they were concerned, there was absolutely no way to fix it. And, of course, coming from my background, I thought, well, you know, in my background, everything, as far as I've ever known, can be fixed with microorganisms. And yeah. So the good guys. And so, you know, I was perplexed. And that evening I stayed up late in my hotel room and I started to do some research. And that's when I found that there was a way and that it was called biochar.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I have a quote from a really prominent soil scientist named Ratan Lal. He's at University of Ohio. And he says that we can put the carbon back. I mean, first of all, we have to stop emitting. We have to stop burning coal. That's clear. And oil as soon as we can, as quickly as we possibly can. But, you know, then it does, the carbon dioxide does hang around in the atmosphere for a long time. So it's essential that we find ways to take it back out. And, of course, you know, the big energy companies and government engineers all think that one solution is to pump carbon dioxide back into the ground as a gas, which is a pretty ludicrous idea when you think about it in terms of expense, and it doesn't do anybody any good. Whereas putting carbon back into our agricultural soils also helps plants grow. So it becomes one of those virtuous cycles where the more carbon you put in soil, the more biomass you grow. So the more carbon you're storing above ground, and the more feedstock you have for making more biochar to feed the soil with carbon. And the other win-win-win, the third win in that, is that the process of making char actually releases energy. So once you heat the carbon up to a certain point, it starts releasing energy as it bakes. And so we can capture a lot of that energy. There's a lot of excess energy. So you can have devices that make heat and electricity and also make biochar.
Wow. And so, I mean, these are the things that, you know, as someone who, you know, when I grew up, I had a feeling as a child that I wanted to do something that would make a difference. I could see what was going around me. I could see it. And it troubled me as a child. And later on as a teenager, the same thing. And living overseas like I did, where I got to see gorgeous rainforests destroyed over and over and over again and watching the devastation to the environment, what happens when you cut a rainforest down or any forest without really thinking it through. Of course, you get erosion and then, you know, everything goes into the rivers and the lakes and eventually, you know, it pollutes. The things that were living there can't live there. I mean, there's this catalytic, crazy set of circumstances that ultimately leave what we would see, and I grew up in Panama in particular, you'd see these mountainsides that where they had slashed everything down, and they grew grass for cattle mm-hmm. that they were exporting at a few pennies less per pound than they could grow in the United States. But you would see it looked like a patchwork quilt because eventually you just see rocks sitting out because you pointed out, Kelsey, that the soil itself is not innately fertile, and that it's the canopy that continues to fall from the rainforest that provides the fertilization. And once you cut everything down and you stop that cycle, nothing grows. And you can see then the next swath and the next swath and the next swath. And it looked like from the air as if someone had taken a razor and cut, you know, patches and patches and patches, and nothing would go back and grow, even though it was, you know, the beautiful, you know, forest. Listen, we have to take another break, doggone it. We're coming right back. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, why should we be concerned about too much carbon? I think we're talking about it now. But for those of you who are listening, don't go away. Just grab a snack. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-728-0845. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-728-0845. That's 1-800-728-0845. Call 1-800-728-0845.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. And with me is the amazing, the wonderful Kelpie Wilson. And Kelpie has just, she does so many things. She's very educated. She is a biochar expert. She's an author. She's a consultant. And she lives off the grid. She's my hero. Welcome back, Kelpie. Say, I can't believe the show's gone so darn fast because I have so many questions to ask you. Let's get back to what we were talking about, which is, you know, you've discussed what biochar is. We've talked about why it's important. What's going to happen if we don't start using biochar? What's your opinion? I mean, it's pretty serious.
Well, I'm not a climate scientist, so I'm not really prepared to go into the projections. Nobody knows for sure what's going to happen. I think it is a serious situation, but how about if we talk about how your listeners could actually use biochar in their soil? Would that
that's
be
a great topic? That's a great topic, and I understand where you're coming from. I guess it's just that for me, I think very few people are really aware of what's being pumped into whether or not good, bad, right or wrong, too tall, too short, too skinny, too fat, whatever the deal is. But the reality is that we are living in an environment where we are pumping enormous amounts of carbon into the environment with basically very few science-based sound ways of how we're going to deal with it in the future.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm not a soil scientist either, but I'm not ignorant enough to not want to, you know, and I don't normally talk about anything that's fearful or anything, but I think we all have a responsibility to at least educate ourselves about what is being pumped into the environment and how we're going to participate as a global team to figure out how to mitigate it and bring it back to balance.
And I'd like to point you to the website of the Biochar Journal, where I'm an editor.
Yes.
And the URL is biochar-journal.org. We have a lot of really interesting articles up there about these topics. And one we just put up is called Carbon Math. And it says, what if there was a relatively painless way for you to offset your entire year's carbon footprint? Would you do it? And what we describe there is a method of using a very simple kiln for making biochar that you could set this up in your own backyard. And it's almost like barbecuing, actually. In fact, you could cook on this kiln. So what we've done a little bit of math, and we've realized that so each person in the United States averages about 18 tons of carbon dioxide a year. That's our carbon footprint of the average person in the U.S. And with this kiln that you could have made by a welding shop, and there are also people that are starting to sell them, you could offset all of your annual carbon emissions in about 18 days of work, because you can make in the process of making biochar, you're going to sequester carbon in it, and then you put it in your soil. But you can actually offset your own carbon emissions by making biochar. And some people are starting to do this. So this is very exciting to me personally, because of those reasons you mentioned, that we have to all become aware. We have to all start doing something. And biochar is one thing that almost anybody can do.
Right. One of the things, nothing's wrong unless you say so. And I always say, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And I love your website. I love what you're doing. Those of you listening, Backyard Biochar, that's BIOCHAR.net. Check it out. Talk to us about your school. This is really exciting. And because people, it's a new word in our vocabulary, although it's, as you said, it's been around for thousands of years. Tell us about your school. This is really wonderful.
Oh, we just had such a blast. This was in Sonoma County, California, earlier in November, second week of November. We had a five-day school, and we had more than 40 people there. People came from long distances, actually, because this is the first time there's ever been anything quite like this. And what we tried to do was we got a lot of biochar experts together to teach what they know, And so these are people who are actually doing things. They're not necessarily teachers, but I think everyone had a really good experience. We taught people how to make a kiln out of a 55-gallon drum. We biochar companies that are making really interesting formulations with charcoal and like E.M. Bokashi and other microbial and compost products. We're there to talk about how they make their mixtures. That's really fascinating stuff. It turns out that biochar is really best as a compost additive. So when you're actually using it in soil, because it is so absorptive, it can absorb nutrients, and that's a great thing because it makes nutrients available for longer in your soil. But you kind of have to charge it up first with nutrients and microorganisms. So it really is a great complement to, for instance, all the products I see you offering on your website, Sherry. In that way, it's not a fertilizer itself, but it's an amendment that improves all the other fertilizers. So those are the kind of things we were talking about in this school. And we also got deep into the theory of how biochar works. So, what is it just a sponge? Is it just a carbon sponge? Well, that's part of it. But it turns out there's also some really fascinating properties of carbon that are electrical. So you might know that carbon is used as electrodes and, that there are some advanced materials like carbon nanotubes that do amazing electrical things. But it actually works in the soil, and microbes use electrons in their metabolism. It's all chemical, and it's just fascinating stuff. But the charcoal actually facilitates the microbes' metabolism by giving the microbes and the microbial communities a place to, it's kind of like a battery, I guess. So they can get electrons from charcoal, and they can also dump electrons into the charcoal. So that's all microbiology and chemistry, and I can't say I understand it completely, but there's an article that I've written for the Biochar Journal, which is my other website, biochar-journal.org, that's called How Biochar Works in Soil, where I've explored a lot of those those ideas and that chemistry, trying to put it in layman's terms so that ordinary people could understand it a little bit.
You are such a reader. You know, I want everybody, one more time, it's backyardbiochar.net. You have your make your own biochar stove, how to make biochar in a burn pile. You talk about the use of biochar with bokashi, which, of course, we sell. And by the way, we are starting to sell biochar. We're very excited about that. And you also talk about international publications that you have there. And just a quick question. We've got about a minute, but are you a friend of Lou Gold?
Yes, I know Lou very well.
Oh,
that's your friend. Okay.
I love Lou. Well, we go way back because I heard him speak, God, I want to say 27 years ago at the Windstar Symposium with the John Denver put on, and he blew me away. And he came here and spoke many times. He's been in my home. He stayed in my home. I communicate with him down in Brazil. And anyway, he's a love, and you know anybody that's gotten to hang out with him. Okay,
we worked together for years, closely. I worked for his organization. Yeah.
Such a love. We've got about 30 seconds. What would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Make some biochar and put it in your garden. It's not that hard to do. Even if you just have a campfire in your backyard, you can make some biochar. Mother Earth News, I saw you had Barbara Pleasant on here a few weeks ago. Is there some, I think in 2009 maybe, or 2008, she wrote an article about how to make biochar in your garden. Make a little fire in your garden and save the charcoal. And so just try it. That's what
all right. You know what? I'm going to have you back on the show if you will allow us to, because we need to know how it's going in the future. For those of you who are listening, thank you so much. And so many thanks to you, Kelsey Wilson, for joining me. We'll be back next week with another amazing guest. We make it a wonderful, easy, organic garden week. This is Sherry Herrera Desai.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.